The NFL annual meeting has come and gone, and on Tuesday at the coach's breakfast, we heard Gary Kubiak talk for roughly an hour, and definitely some interesting tidbits coming from that here back at Dove Valley. Andrew Mason, Phil Milani here in the team room. And Mace, something that we heard from head coach Gary Kubiak was that he expects not a small leap, but a big leap for Cody Latimer.
Yeah, it's understandable given, you know, what the Broncos surrendered to get him, which included a fourth-round pick that they don't have in this year's draft. His size, speed blend, you know, they liked him in part because he was a very effective blocker in addition to being an outstanding receiver. And then go back to the preseason and training camp, what we saw on the fields at Dove Valley and even in preseason games, particularly against San Francisco, again in Dallas last August. There's the glimpses of a great, potentially great receiver were there. Now with some, with the receiving core in flux, Wes Welker was an unrestricted free agent. He's still out there on the market. So it looks like going forward that Cody Latimer is going to be one of the Broncos' top three receivers. And it'll be interesting to see how he fits, primarily as an outside guy. But as we saw on a, on the big play against Dallas in the preseason, he can even work in a slot-type position and make a play on a drag route across the middle. So there's a lot he can do and a lot of ways the Broncos can incorporate him. And he's such a good blocker, Phil, that from time to time you can use him. You can use a three-wide receiver set, and he can kind of be a hybrid tight end receiver because you can count on him to make a block on the outside against a linebacker, or a cornerback, or even a safety coming up. So he's not a liability there. So he offers some tactical flexibility for the Broncos potentially as well. Has all the tools, now just needs the experience, especially working with Peyton Manning.
Kubiak brought up another second-year guy, that's Bradley Roby, said that, hey, he might be moving from that cornerback position to seeing a little bit more time at the safety position.
Yes, and part of that is, as Kubiak said, getting the best players on the field, getting the best 11 on the field. Bradley Roby, he played 75% of the snaps last year as primarily a number three cornerback. It got up to 75% over the course of the season, because there were times, especially early in the season when Chris Harris was coming off of the torn ACL, that Roby needed to be one of the top two cornerbacks, and they need him to play extensively. But as Chris Harris got healthier and Aqib Talib stayed healthy, toward the end of the season, in some games, Roby's playing time decreased. There were three of the last eight games, including postseason, that he played less than 60% of the snaps, and that doesn't seem acceptable to Kubiak, considering he's, you know, he had a pretty good rookie season. He ought to make a good jump in year two. And that's why he's looking at him at safety, but safety in the base package. We're not talking about him being an every down safety here. The way it's looking is Roby lines up at safety in the base, and then when the Broncos go to nickel or dime packages, which represent the packages that they're going to use on at least 60% of their snaps in all likelihood, given the nature of the NFL in 2015. Then he goes back to corner. Then you probably see Darian Stewart, back to who's a free safety and has some coverage capability back there at safety. But the whole point, getting the best 11 on the field whenever possible. And it's something we've seen other teams do. San Diego did something similar with Marcus Gilchrist, who was a safety in base packages and went to corner in the nickel before he went to the Jets a couple weeks ago.
So those are the two second-year guys. Another one, maybe Michael Schofield. Some kind of question marks a little bit along the offensive line. We know that Ryan Clady is going to be solid. We know Luis Vasquez is going to be there. But other than that, some uncertainty along the offensive front.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty, I'd say, although when you've got Clady and Vasquez, Clady was a Pro Bowler last year, Vasquez an All-Pro in his last season at right guard in 2013, or his last full season, I should say. You've got two pretty good foundational pillars to build off of. So you look at left guard, center, right tackle. Schofield likely projects as a right tackle, although he does have some positional flexibility. At left guard, for now, he's being looked at as a right tackle prospect. Chris Clark started last season as the right tackle. He's still in the mix. And, in fact, Gary Kubiak said Tuesday that he told Chris Clark, you have a clean slate. Last year, the struggles that he had when he was a starter and eventually got benched, those are out the window. So he's got another chance to potentially prove himself in that battle with Schofield. Center and left guard are going to be very interesting. I think they're going, as of this point, based on the players on hand, they're going to kind of be hand in hand almost. At center, wide open, Manny Ramirez could factor in. He's still on the roster. Don't forget about him. He started center in 2013 and for half the 2014 season. But you have Matt Paradis, last year's sixth-round pick, who was on the practice squad. He's in the mix. Ben Garland, who was a backup at left guard and saw some time there last year, he's even in the mix at center, as well as at left guard, Gary Kubiak said. And what happens at center could determine where the Broncos end up putting Shelly Smith in there. Kubiak would like to see Shelly Smith as a left guard, but if none of the options prove favorable at center, Smith could be an option there. He's done it before. So very wide open, and I think no area of the team is going to bear closer monitoring in OTAs and the offensive line, not just because of all the young guys already there, but I'm sure they're going to add at least a couple of draft picks that are also going to be in the mix competing for playing time at those three wide-open spots. Throw one more thing. They could bring in some veterans as well. Kubiak did not close the door on bringing back Will Montgomery. It'll be interesting to see if and when they bring in those free agents, because remember, if you wait until after June 1 to bring in a free agent, they don't count towards next year's compensatory pick calculation. The Broncos looking at quite a haul of compensatory picks in 2016 based on what they lost. And you can find guys later on in the year. Just go back to 2012. Dan Copen was a cut of the Patriots at the end of the preseason, and then he started 12 games for the Broncos that year after J.D. Walton's injury. The Broncos didn't re-sign him immediately in 2013, but when J.D. Walton got had a setback in his recovery from that leg injury, they brought back Dan Copen in late June. Then he tore his ACL in camp, of course. It didn't work out. But the point is, they were still able to potentially fill that roster vacancy as late as mid to late June. And so it wouldn't surprise me if the Broncos give these young guys a chance to flourish in OTAs. But then if they need to bolster the depth a bit, they do so this summer.
Definitely a long way to go before training camp and the preseason. Okay, that was our takeaways from the NFL annual meeting. For Andrew, I'm Phil.